With KAZU News, I'm Chris Stahlmanzon. Votes are still being counted in Monterey Bay Area elections, but early numbers are in. Starting on the Monterey Peninsula, a public water system could be in its future. Preliminary results show Measure J passing with about 55% of the vote. Measure J requires the Monterey Peninsula Water Management District adopt a policy of public ownership and, if feasible, buy the water system from Cal-Am. Cal-Am has had its local assets appraised at just over $1 billion. Melody Crislock is with Public Water Now, the grassroots group that pushed for Measure J. I spoke with her on election night.
We're pretty confident that this will be feasible. And I just want to reassure people that there is no billion-dollar buyout. There's no such thing. That would not be feasible. It would all stop right there. The threats Cal-Am has made to frighten people, they can relax. If you voted no, don't worry about it. You're not going to be on the hook for $1 billion.
Now, what happens from here once the vote is certified? The Monterey Peninsula Water Management District will have 9 months to complete the feasibility study and come up with a plan for buying the water system from Cal-Am. Now, over to Pacific Grove, Measure M is also poised to pass. The yes vote has the lead with 58% of the vote. Measure M further restricts short-term rentals in the city by keeping them out of most residential areas. Shifting to Santa Cruz, I'm joined by KAZU's Erica Mahoney, who has been following the numbers there. Let's start with Measure M, a rent control measure in the city of Santa Cruz.
Right now, Measure M is not passing. It needs a majority vote to pass, and so far, the no vote is around 65%. This measure aimed to implement rent control. It's a policy that limits how much landlords can raise the rent. It also aimed to implement just cause eviction, which means landlords can only evict tenants for certain reasons. And then finally, it aimed to create a rent board.
Another measure that addresses affordable housing is Measure H in Santa Cruz County. Where does that stand?
Yeah, so Measure H asked voters throughout the county whether they wanted to raise property taxes to create affordable housing. H needs a two-thirds majority to pass, and right now it has about 52% of the vote. So while the majority of voters support the measure, not enough right now for it to pass. Santa Cruz County Supervisor Ryan Coonerty endorsed it. I spoke with him after initial results came in on election night. I asked him about the county's plans to create affordable housing if Measure H doesn't reach that two-thirds majority.
Well, we have a multi-pronged strategy. The first is that I think the state bond measure will pass, and so there'll be money coming from the state level. The second is we can work through regulations and simplifying practices to make it simpler and easier for people to build affordable housing. And the third is we can try to partner with nonprofit developers or companies or other folks to develop the workforce housing we so desperately need.
And Congressman Jimmy Panetta was also in Santa Cruz last night. He's headed toward re-election with 79% of the vote. He'll also be returning to a Democratic majority in the House.
Panetta attended an election party at the Santa Cruz County Democratic Party headquarters last night. And yes, now that Democrats are taking back the House, Panetta says the real work begins.
Not only are we going to push back on this administration, we need to push back, but we're also going to make sure that we pass immigration reform, that we pass a proper infrastructure investment package, that we not only maintain, but that we fix the Affordable Care Act.
In races for the State House, Democratic Assemblymember Mark Stone is poised to return for another term. He's leading with about 70% of the vote over Republican Vicky Norden. Also in the State Assembly, Democrat Robert Rivas has the lead with 64% of the vote. He's running against Republican Neil Kitchens. This assembly seat is currently held by Anna Caballero. Caballero is in a tight race for the state Senate. She and Republican Rob Poythress are currently separated by just 1 point. Caballero has the slim lead with 50.5% of the vote. Again, all these numbers are preliminary election results. County election officials have until December 6th to certify the final results. I'm Krista Almanzon.
And I'm Erica Mahoney. This is KAZU News.